Hey everyone, it is the Fuck You Podcast brought to you by the Ayos Clan. Oh shit, snap. I don't know why I'm saying that, but guess what? We all went to, almost all of us, went to Comic-Con, near Comic-Con. Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah.
That was something.
I know, it was. I love my intro, don't you? Before we start on that, actually, Ghost Flow brought up a really good...
Oh,
whoa,
God.
What the fuck is happening?
Oh God.
Who's eating their mic?
Sorry, I was hungry.
Okay. Anyway, Ghost Will brought up a really funny story before we start, just in general, about the League of Legends streamer.
Oh, apparently, I don't know any of you guys that watched the League of Legends tournament, but this guy named Slushy, who was in actually the previous Season 2 tournament, got caught fapping on a live stream. So, you know, the link will be in the description if you want to check it out. Not to complete the checkout, but you know,
how does something like that happen, though?
I don't.
They forgot that he was.
He probably forgot that he was live streaming, and he just started to fap.
Like he actually turned on porn, and like
yeah,
and he had a camera on him, so you could see him as well.
Yep.
And just in case, since Nick was,
and apparently they had to shut off his account, they removed it and all that jazz, and then they turned it back on and they renamed it, but they put it as an accident.
Right.
I don't think he did it on purpose. Like, maybe... I'm just saying, like, after you live stream, you get water, and you're like, oh, I'm done. You totally forgot. Like, the thing is, maybe his camera didn't have, like, a green light that showed him... Excuse me about my alarm.
Oh, someone didn't silence their phone. Oh.
No, actually, it's actually 4 o'clock when we usually time our...
We're doing it early! Three minutes early!
We did it early, so my alarm would go off. My alarm goes off to make sure we're all on time and to see who's late, so...
It's not silence, though.
Yeah, but it's not a text. It's an alarm.
It's not silence.
It's not a text. Okay, anyway, back
irrelevant.
To the subject.
That just means we're all early.
I hope... Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I hope that nobody faps on live stream. I mean, I'm gonna just say, personally, I don't think it's embarrassing for him, except for the fact that he forgot.
Yeah,
but it's normal for people to fap.
I fap as well, but I don't do it in public like that. Everybody can see me.
Well, now he's more famous.
Black porn?
No, isn't he more famous? He'll be like Kim Kardashian, but in the LOL world.
Oh, nah. It's more of a girl is different than the guy. A guy's like, ew. Then he's kind of shunned. The girl's like, oh, hell yes. Keep watching her.
All right. Well, back to Comic-Con. What do you guys, like, what stood out of all the things you've, you know, like, witnessed in Comic-Con?
Boobs.
Girls.
Yes.
I noticed there are a lot of cosplayers, which is really awesome. I'm, like, trying to think of a cosplay that stood out to me. Like, I saw a Castle Crashers cosplay, and that shit was huge. It was made
out of cardboard. There was a Jack Skeleton cosplay.
There was.
Yeah, I remember that one. He was mad tall. I remember he, like, stilts something.
He stilts?
Yeah, I think he has stilts. He was mad tall.
That's awesome. I think I saw a couple of Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes. I did see that.
I did see a Mass Effect suit, like, as Shepard.
Yeah, Holly, I think it was Holly Conrad. She was at the Mass Effect booth, or panel, whatever you call it. And she was she's a community manager for Mass Effect, and she was there.
Whose phone is that?
I don't know. Not mine, though.
Not mine.
I
think it was Dragon's. Yeah, it's been Dragon. But yeah, back to the thing.
Nah, it's not mine. Chill.
Shut up. But yeah, she was there with Jessica, I think it was Marizen. I can't pronounce her name, but yeah.
Porn star? No.
Nah.
She should be a porn star.
Holly, definitely. She's kind of cute. Not gonna lie.
But I'm gonna say my standout point was the Halo 4 fucking booth.
Yes, that line was forever. It was never any short.
You would end up wasting just your whole one full day just trying to play Halo 4
for 6 minutes.
Just wasting, yeah, just standing in line for hours watching everyone else play.
I was online on Sunday for an hour and a half to play for like 6 minutes. I mean, it was I guess it was worth it, kind of. But
didn't you get a T-shirt and a?
I got one T-shirt and two. One T-shirt, one poster, and a avatar code.
That's good. For me, because I went on Thursday, I got to, during the press, I guess the press day, it only took probably 45 minutes online to play for 6 minutes. And my team won, and we had two other girls.
My team lost.
It was amazing.
I just say that cosplay was on fire. That would rape her.
Who?
That's the approval stamp.
Wait, who? What are you talking about right now?
That's not on record. I didn't say that, by the way.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, did you say... I thought you said Mad Moxie.
No, it's about Mass Effect.
Oh,
Halo.
Oh, I'm sorry. But yeah, Mad Moxie was fucking...
I don't know where your mind was because we were just talking about Halo 4.
Long lines and waiting.
I could have sworn I heard somebody said Moxie. I was like, hell yeah.
Nobody said Moxie.
Nobody said that. I think someone's going crazy.
Your mind was just there.
I think someone needs to fucking get laid, fucking son.
Boobs.
I could call Kilo for if you want.
Or you should just like fap. You should fap on live stream.
I'm going to be fapping during this convo. What someone's gonna be doing.
All right, so what do you
someone
guys?
Someone started.
What do you guys think about the ears that you guys saw? That it's called Necromimi, and it looks like cat ears, and it reads your brain waves. And depending what you're thinking or how your waves are moving, it moves by itself. Or it, you know, if you're not thinking about anything, I think it goes down like you're like you know how a cat would. Yes.
That's just freaking creepy. Soon before you know, you're gonna put a needle in your fucking head just so the ears could actually work correctly.
Sign me up.
I mean, I've seen something like that before where they had it was tied to ears and a tail, so like it would waggle if you're happy or something.
Horny.
but I wouldn't mind having one of those because if you think about it, it I don't know, it's just really cute. It's like one of those gimmicky.
I mean, the only way it's gonna work is if it's using EEG technology, and that you need to have electrodes actually on your scalp. So the only way they're gonna do that is if they actually have the electrodes on your scalp with the petroleum jelly to keep it on, which I don't think girls are gonna do because that shit is sticky as hell. I've been there.
Petroleum jelly is sticky?
Not petroleum jelly exactly, but it's like a sort of petroleum jelly sort of like adhesive, kind of like a.
Massacre just like said he uses petroleum jelly.
I'm saying like that consistency, but it's a little bit more sticky.
You jelly, bro?
Peanut butter jelly time?
Nah, I gotta anyway. get that banana phone.
It has to be a gimmick because a machine like that would be. They'd have to carry like a backpack to actually read the brainwaves with a computer inside it.
Okay. What about that? I think, is it the Sony's version of Super Smash Brothers? What is it called?
All-Stars.
All-Stars.
Garbage. PlayStation All-Stars Battle Royale. Long title.
It's just technically a knockoff of Super Smash Bros.
It is like a mod of Smash Bros. Literally. It's like a simple mod. But I heard it's fun. But look at that.
I don't know. I'm not into fighting games, but I thought it was cool that I got to see like a lot of characters. Like, was it Rosie?
Yeah.
Fighting. And...
Oh, Rosie, I forgot. I paused for that.
And then Uncharted. Was it Drake?
They had Killzone characters, Sly Raiden. Cooper, yeah, Raiden too. I'm surprised.
You know, it's fun Sweet seeing Tooth. Different characters because, you know, I'm so used to seeing stupid Nintendo characters. No offense, I love
Shots
Nintendo.
Shots fired.
But it's like, I've seen so much Super Smash Brothers in my life that I never want to see it because of people in my school, in the game room.
That's messed up.
Okay, every day... Imagine when you're like eating lunch, you hear, dun. Wait, what is it?
The Kirby song, Kirby Dream Land.
Oh my god!
Yeah, there you go.
Like, no, I heard this fucking song every day in fucking school. How's it gonna make me feel? Of course I'm going to, like, hate that game. I'm traumatized. I am. but, yeah, it doesn't seem like a bad game, and at least the music isn't annoying.
Yeah, Q-Sale was actually good music.
For now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but speaking of which, I got to watch Kilo play Lara Croft, and I think 00, you also got to play it.
Yeah.
How was it? Tomb Raider.
It was good. It was very... I mean, me, Kilo, and some of the people online pretty much thought the same thing. To sum it up, it's not a bad thing. Not taking away anything from their developers, but it was pretty much like a female Uncharted.
No, but I love the way Lara Croft looks like now because she looks slightly young, but not like too old, and she's really sexy in that game.
She looks more proportionate, yeah, so more exactly. people can cosplay her.
No, but not like that. Like, I remember she fell down like some slide, and she became really dirty, and she needed to hunt for animals.
Yeah.
And the way they designed how she looked dirty, she looked like tough, but at the same time very vulnerable. So I thought that was a really cool design.
Yes.
That's all I can talk about.
I like boobs.
Yes. So you must enjoy Lara Croft.
Yeah, I know, right? We got to try out, or I got to try out, what was that dancing game? It's like some hip-hop shit from
Jason. Oh, Dance Central.
It was Dance Central? I don't think it's
Dance
Central.
That hip-hop thing.
The hip-hop thing from Ubisoft, because, you know, Dance Central is from some other company.
Just Dance?
Is it Just Dance hip-hop?
Just Dance, yeah.
Yeah, I was dancing with who? What? There's a Thor and Thor. Some other girl. And that game is actually pretty easy to learn if you're a noob. Like, I'm not good at hip-hop, I'm not gonna lie. But it was really fun.
All you're doing is just moving your feet. I mean, if you got them chubby legs going, then I don't know how you're going to do it. But then, yeah. Chubby
legs. You just jiggle it and wiggle it around.
I'll say, that game is great exercise, but just like Guitar Hero and DJ Hero, don't think that you can dance afterwards.
I know, seriously. Who's playing that? Fallout, yeah.
The what?
Somebody got Fallout music in the background?
Yeah, someone has Fallout music.
Word.
Who was that? I'm curious.
Oh, I think that was me. I think that was me. That was the last bell.
But is there anything you guys want to talk about Comic-Con before?
How about them cosplays? Them disgusting cosplays.
Nightwing.
Disgusting ones.
I think Linda Lee, I think her name was?
I think it was Linda Lee.
Yeah, I remember Sleepback was upset that he couldn't make it because I guess he was a big fan of her.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't even know who she was. Like, oh, okay, I guess that was her then. She's popular.
Yep.
Yeah, he was tight, salty.
No, that was a Zangief cosplay.
Oh, that was nasty. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Then there was a Fat Misty.
There were dudes cosplaying females. That was kind of weird.
No. And there were the chubby ones and disgusting ones.
What kind of chubby ones did you like?
Well, talking about chubby that has that cushion.
Has that cushion.
There were some good ones, though. Like, I saw Johnny Cage. He was shirtless. No, it's not kind of gay, but he was a shirtless Johnny Cage.
Oh, yeah.
He was pretty fit.
There was a Hulk that was got, like, he literally got spray-painted green at the con.
I think I saw that. I'm not sure, but I might have.
There was that dude that looks like Dr. Manhattan, but silver. I forget what his name was.
Oh, is he from, what's the name of that game? Isn't he from, Kilo said he was from... Damn, that's the name of the game.
Was it from Street Fighter?
No, it wasn't Street Fighter. No, I don't think it
was. Because that probably was the silver guy
from
Fighter 4.
I forgot what he said. He said some game. He probably comment below like what the game was. I don't know. I forgot what it was.
Let's see. There was a bunch of predators walking around.
Yeah, I saw one. And that's with picture. He said, no, I'm on break. Like, really? Come on, man. Like,
whatever.
Go on break.
I'm on break. That's funny. I saw the regular one and a red one.
No to pictures? That's crazy.
How come you guys didn't cosplay? I cosplayed.
You're a girl.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, correction. You wanted to cosplay while traveling there.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Exactly. I wanted to have to carry my bag, switch clothes or whatever.
Yeah, I travel light.
Yeah, but it's so cool cosplaying.
I went as myself. It's just not my fault people don't recognize me.
I know.
Yeah, 00 was, he was 00. You know, I recognized him immediately. I don't know other people, though.
Dude, cool cosplay. Let me guess, your 00 status. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, some girl did recognize him. She gave him a high five. She's like, oh, nice.
That ass?
Yeah, remember, I think we were exiting the place and some girl recognized him.
Where Kilo was right next to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, word. That's awesome.
That's hilarious.
He's got a little fit.
Oh, snap. Oh, yeah.
But the Halo gameplay looked pretty cool.
I know. It really made me want to fucking play it now. And if I didn't have if I didn't pre-order the limited edition, I would have pre-ordered, you know, changed my order right now.
Well, we don't have much longer to wait.
It's right around like the corner.
November 6th.
29 days.
November 6th, you guys.
I wait 29 days.
About 2.5 weeks.
Oh, my God. Yep. I just can't wait.
No, I'm sorry. 19 days. 19.
Oh, my God. And Massacre actually has a fucking countdown on his phone. I'm looking at it right now.
Yes, I do, too.
Like, seriously,
I'm a real fan.
Word?
Actually, it was a Comic Con.
No, you're right, you're right.
It went online twice.
For how many hours?
Almost 3 times.
Overall, probably got 2 hours and a half waits to play 2 games of Halo.
I heard you didn't have a good game on the first one.
Yeah, the first game went 3-7, I believe. It was pretty bad. Second game went 7-9. It was better, but still garbage.
So I know this may be slightly controversial. I'm going to ask, is the whole clan going to even consider playing Black Ops alongside with Halo, or is it going to be only Halo?
Yeah.
Or is it going to be one side?
I'll be getting Black Ops later on, but not on release dates.
But who here is going to do both, or who's going to do...
I have both pre-ordered.
I could do both, but...
Well, is the difference between, like, I mean, obviously you pre-order both, but the thing is, well, you play both. That's the thing.
Yeah, I'll play both. No, this is like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play Assassin's Creed, of course. If no one's playing, then I'll play Call of Duty. That's but if people exactly are getting on Halo, I'll take Halo at, you know.
Priority. That's we'll priority, right?
Precedence, right, yeah.
Exactly.
So, yep.
That'll definitely be it for me this time, too, because I want to get better at Halo.
And I, you know, Double, didn't you tell me that you were, like, second place when you played? Isn't that...
Oh, yeah, sniped the whole match.
That is a great start into Halo 4.
And even Kilo played, too. And they're decent.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kilo.
Wow. Oh. Someone's sucking someone's dick.
Hey, man.
Damn.
Well, I always knew you liked
it. It won't fit in my mouth, trust me. It would not fit in my mouth.
I'm glad you tried. That's how you know.
I got the tip of it in, and I was like, I'm done. It doesn't fit.
Well, you got a taste of Halo, so.
You mean he got a taste of Kilo?
Oh.
Anyway, I think this comes to a conclusion, right, you guys?
Yeah, well. At least you have it here on recorded that you guys are claiming to play Halo and Call of Duty. So, well, I'm going to keep you guys, keep a word for that.
All right. Sounds good.
I stand by my word.
We'll see.
I stand by my word, too.
We'll see, Sherlock Holmes.
Fuck you. Anyway, peace out, bitches.
What?
Kilo's balls. Blah, 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 blah.
Fuck you.
Fade.
Goodbye.